glad you're with us. New tonight, Gilbert Gottfried on hand on our Great American Pal with Senator George Allen tonight. And Ramos and Compion are free because President Bush commuted their sentences. They will speak out tonight, 9 o'clock on the Fox News Channel. And we hope you will join us for that. Gordon, Lakeland, Florida, next on the Sean Hannity Show. What's up, Gordon?
Thanks for taking my call. There's one particular stimulus that I understand that you're against, but I'm for, and no one has been able to make a good case for it yet. It's the students that are in deep in college debt. And here's why this is one stimulus that I think that you should support as a conservative. Students are overcharged big time. The quality of education since 1957 has gone down, but the price has gone up about 930%. And another thing, the Sallie Mae should stop.
Hey, Gordon, stop right here. Why do I want to subsidize? You know, look, we spent all this money on education. We've got one of the worst educational systems in the world because we're pouring money down a sewer. Hang on a second. First of all, there are expensive schools and there are cheap schools. Okay. And now more and more you can even get your degrees online. And I did not, years ago it had a bad reputation. Let me tell you something. I know more people completing degrees online and working really hard doing it. You know what? So the world has changed, and it's going to continue to change. So I'm telling you, why do we have to be responsible for paying for somebody else's education?
Hold on. Can I answer that?
Yeah, I want to know. Now, why?
Okay,
make the case.
The money was given to the student loan guarantors, and when they found out that they could charge students a price that was far above the free market value and bankrupt students and still not be out money, their irresponsible actions. In other words, the bailout, or the stimulus, if you would, was going to the student loan guarantors and the college.
Hey, Gordon, I know, listen, you got to understand, it's if somebody wants an education, why can't they go back the old-fashioned way? Take out a loan. Why don't they take a year off and work for their money? What if they
I totally agree with you. I totally agree. But here's the problem. When the price is 930% higher than it was.
Hey, Gordon, you keep repeating yourself. But, Gordon, here's the point. You don't have to go to expensive school. There are cheap state schools.
I went to Florida State, and it was one of the cheapest state schools, but I am very deeply in debt.
Well, then, listen, was it worth getting your education? Is anything in life worth working for anymore? I mean, you know something? I'm just getting fed up. I got to be honest, Gordon. I am fed up with everybody's entitlement attitude. I deserve
an
education. No, you don't agree with me because you're complaining that it's not going to your specific area of interest. You're not disagreeing with me. You know, look, I'm telling you, I need a car, I need health care, I need babysitters, I need a college education, I need a baby bond. You know, whatever happened to the land of the free, the home of the brave, get the government off our back, let's go out and work really hard, play by the rules, pay our taxes, and leave us the heck alone. I mean, I'm just telling you, this entitlement mentality is taking over the land. But there's no such thing, ladies and gentlemen, as a free lunch. We're going to pay the price. As a matter of fact, we won't probably pay it. As John McCain said, it's generational theft. Your children and your grandchildren are going to be on the hook for this. I am telling you, for the rest of their lives, they will never be able to recover and pay back this massive amount of money that we're talking about here. You know, the Saul Tarvish Marsh Mouse, my God, what a necessity for the stimulus. You know, this high-speed rail, we can't get, there aren't enough commuter planes from Anaheim and Los Angeles into Las Vegas, for crying out loud, and cheap flights at that. We have to build a high-speed railway so Harry Reid can get reelected, and we're going to use taxpayers' billions to do it. Well, we can't tell people to be responsible for their sexual activity because, Van Hannity, you're living in the 1950s. So we're going to spend $600 billion on sexually transmitted disease research. And then, of course, we got to pay back these guys at Acorn because they helped us get elected. And then we're going to tell the American people this is all a stimulus. Folks, I've had it. It's at some point, when are you going to do for yourself? And I'm telling you that in spite of all this false hope and these platitudes and these bumper stickers that you're being fed, and this belief that your gas is going to be paid for and that your mortgage is going to be paid for, it's an outright lie. And if you want to be successful, there's only one path towards success in America. And that is take responsibility for your own life and don't believe that the government is in any way, shape, matter, or form going to be able to help you out in your life. It's just not true. But I'll tell you this, if you develop marketable skills, you get a good education. If you get up at 6 a.m. and you go to bed at midnight and you're working all day, you're going to succeed. That formula, no matter how much they take, you're still going to be able to succeed. And that is that you can take to the bank. That you can depend on. That you can count on.